Well, it is now preaching time. I'm going to invite us now to gather ourselves in a spirit of prayer. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, God, who is our strength and our Redeemer, we pray. Amen. So the 17th century political philosopher, social theorist John Locke says that all human activity is undertaken under the law of self-preservation. In other words, in less stodgy philosophical language, what John Locke is saying is our need for survival shapes everything we do. You know, we see it when one falls in the water and the instant response is to start flapping and waving your arms. You know, we see it when one is faced with a tragedy in life and the first words that come out of their mouth is, "Oh my God." We see it manifest in all moments of crisis, where the instant reaction, the instant response is to make sure you stay alive. And in the midst of this global pandemic called COVID-19, the question, that same challenge is before us as bright as the morning sun this day. Can we survive? Now, some may call it spiritual coincidence. Others may say it's ironic. Or some might just say it's serendipitous. But the text that was selected, pre-selected for us this morning, prior to the pandemic that we face, is right on time for such a time as this. You see, this question of can we survive is what is at the heart of this text that is before us today that Ed read in your hearing. And had you been there with the folks in the text, you would have seen the Israelites plagued with the pandemic of Pharaoh in Egypt. Pharaoh had forced the Israelites into labor, slave labor. And God sends Moses to liberate the Israelites. Had you been there, you would have seen the rage of Pharaoh. As the Pharaoh approached, as the words were written in our text, when he went after the Israelites in hot pursuit. And now the Hebrew people are fleeing as fast as they can. And as they are running through this moment of wilderness, there is a sea. They see a body of water. What is it now that we are going to do? It looks like a dead end. And had you been there, you would see them looking to the left, looking to the right. Had you been there, you might feel their hearts beating, the sweat dripping down their face as they are on the run. But in this moment in the text, there is another pandemic happening besides Pharaoh. There is a pandemic happening within them that's arresting them and consuming them, and that is called fear. Fear. In the text, had you been there, you would have saw that they became so consumed with fear that they even went and told Moses, "Hey, Moses, you know what? We would have been better off if you just left us in slavery and not in this wilderness to die." Now they are afraid that Pharaoh will find them and will punish them beyond their worst nightmares. But let's not throw the Israelites under the bus, though, this morning for being consumed with fear and being afraid. Remember, it's natural for us to be afraid in the midst of crisis and in the midst of difficult circumstances. When we face pain, when we face uncertainty, it's a common to be afraid. And it's all right to be afraid. For being afraid is as natural to being human as it is for apple pie to be American. But there is a difference, beloved. It's one thing to be afraid, but it's another thing when we allow fear to consume us. Consume us so much that it paralyzes our personal lives. It paralyzes how we treat others. It paralyzes how we relate to our community. And in times of crisis, we cannot allow the pandemic of fear to consume us. As people of faith, one of the central themes of what we claim that we believe and what we follow is that there is always possibility beyond what seems like the impossible. It's very easy to allow the fear to consume us and allow the fear of others to consume us. But let's look at how Moses responded to the fear that arrested the Israelites. Moses does not give in to the fear and simply says to the people, to his community, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. God is with us. God will bring us through. We will survive. Remember, they were stuck at the Red Sea with nowhere to turn. Now, some people who are biblical scholars might say, well, it wasn't a literal Red Sea. It was just a sea of reeds. Well, regardless of whatever the sea was, there was a pathway that served as an obstacle. And somehow or another, God opens the path for them to be able to cross and go forward. There was a way forward in the midst of the impossible. And as we face what seems like the impossible right now, we must not allow fear to consume us, but the best thing we can do is to respond with faith. Let me say it like this. Here's why I believe that we should respond to faith. And I'll say it like this. I remember a time, some time ago in Vermont, when I had met a mini poodle that was 21 years old. And this poodle, this dog was deaf, the dog was blind, and the dog could not even walk anymore. You know, couldn't hear, couldn't see. And their owner had the dog wrapped up in a blanket. This dog was near the end of its life. But even though the dog could not hear, the dog could not see, the dog could not walk, the dog could not go to the bathroom, could not enjoy the basic necessities of life, yet, in spite of that, all of the uncertainty and suffering that the dog was going through, the dog was in the hand of their person. And wherever the dog needed to go, the dog was carried. If the dog needed to walk and get some fresh air, it might not have been able to move their legs, but the dog was carried. The dog might not have been able to go out and to do whatever business that it needed to do, but the dog was still carried out to be able to do that. And we are definitely not animals, but we are people. And I use this to say to us today that indeed through this crisis that we are seeing right now, that our one, our Holy One, can hold us and carry us through. And the Holy One shows up among us also in the form of community as well. Moses says to the people, do not be afraid, and help to carry them. And we are called to be like Moses, follow Moses' example and say to one another, do not be afraid. Let's encourage one another and remind each other that indeed we can get through this. We've came through the Black Plague, smallpox, and all other manners of oppression and suffering, world wars, and we are still trying to overcome. But through every major moment, we have been brought through. So may we remember on this day that if we feel like that dog that can't move, that's paralyzed, that cannot be taken care of and do for themselves right now because of fear, let us remember that indeed we are being carried, that we are held, and we are not alone. Can we survive, beloved? I don't know about you, but this is just me. I firmly believe that we can survive and get through this. So let us respond with faith. Let us respond with love. Let us remember the least of these for such a time as this, for we will get through. Can we survive? I believe we can, for God is with us and will make a way. Thanks be to God. Amen.